In my conversation with Nicole Galluccio, she talks about how she ends each year. She sits down and she makes a list of everything she did that year. Then she thinks about what she'd like to do in the coming year. What's a goal she'd like to accomplish? What is something that will really challenge her? These are such great ideas. It's an exercise I think every artist should do once a year. I'm going to expand on these thoughts here and give you a plan of how you can do the same thing, what you should include, and why it is helpful to do this. And really, this can apply to any business, not just an artist. First of all, let me explain what I'm talking about and what I'm not. Often you'll hear about an artist statement. That's not what I'm talking about here. An artist statement is a 1-3 paragraph statement about you, what kind of art you make, the materials or techniques you use, and what inspires you. This is used to go with a display of artwork in a gallery or shop so the customers can learn a little bit about you. It's often a required document when you apply for a show. But what I'm talking about here is more detailed, but it's really just a bullet list rather than a story. You can think of the summary of your year as your curriculum vitae. The CV is the document of your artistic professional history and achievements. Sometimes that's also requested by a gallery, so it's good to keep it updated and ready. The CV should include a few sections, some of which you'll use to give to galleries and some you'll just use for yourself. For yourself, you'll want to include your sales for the year. If practical, also include where the sales went. Did any of your art pieces go into the permanent collection of a museum? Did any go to noted private collections? Categorize your sales by source. Then you can tell if you sold mostly from one shop or online or a certain show. If you teach classes or workshops, also include those sales. How many classes did you teach? How many students? Include all your sources of income so that you can evaluate your income and what venues worked for you this year, as well as what product lines or series. When listing your sales for the year, also note which ones were commissions. List all of the exhibitions you were in and break them out by solo or group shows. List all the productions or installations you did and any public artwork, like murals or outdoor sculptures. List any awards you received for your artwork. List any publications you were in, as well as any articles that you wrote, both print and online. Also list any interviews you did on radio, television, or podcasts. Include any webinars you've done. List any collaborations that you did with whom and your role in the collaboration. Also list any residencies or grants you received. And include any public speaking you did, such as lectures or demos. Also include any new organizations you joined and the ones you are active with. If you were invited to curate or judge an art show, be sure to include that as well. This list should be for this year's accomplishments only. You will then summarize them on a more formal CV for your entire career as a working artist. You'll list the most recent things first, but still in those categories. Group all your shows together, all your awards together, all your publications, etc. In summarizing your past year, you may want to include some personal ideas. How did your art change? Did you like the changes and should you make more like that? Think about what you really loved doing this year. Did you start teaching classes for the first time? What did you like about that? Would you like to do more? You need to honestly think about how you spent your time as an artist. Think about what you love to do and what gave you the biggest sense of accomplishment. How can you do more of that? Now, you also need to think about what didn't work. Did you start a new line of jewelry, but it didn't really sell? Did you put your artwork in a few retail stores that didn't really give you the sales you expected? The solution may not necessarily mean you need to pull some things from those stores. There could be so many reasons for low sales. So really think about it and see what you can discover. Is the summer the slow season? Maybe you can just put your art in there over the winter and concentrate on online sales for the summer. Was the store under new management and maybe they don't market your products well? Maybe your things are in a section of the store that doesn't get a lot of foot traffic. Try talking to the manager about rotating your products throughout the store. Maybe take out the things that didn't sell and give them more of the lines that did. What about classes? Did you host an online class that was very profitable but took up a lot of your time? Maybe you can convert that class to an ebook. The price could be lower, but your day-to-day involvement could be lower too. Would the class still be attractive to students if they couldn't get instant feedback from you while they were taking it? Now think about the administrative tasks of your business. You need to keep a good balance between making art and managing your business. You can't neglect your record keeping of sales, expenses, and inventory. You also can't neglect your marketing and social media needs. Nowadays, sales are made because the customer feels they have a relationship with you. They want to know your story. Many purchases are so personal, art in particular. Art generally isn't an impulse purchase. Sometimes the customer has seen your artwork in a store, gone back and looked at more of your artwork on your Instagram, and read about you on your website. You need to make all of your sites easy to find and easy to get around, and each one should tell a little more of your story without boring them with 10 pages of text. It's really just a balancing act. Tell a little bit, tell a different story or a little more detail on Facebook, post a related but different picture on Instagram. Don't just repeat the same things word for word and the same photos on all your platforms. So having said that, I'm sure you realize that keeping up with social media is time consuming. In your analysis of your year, think about how you can make it easier for yourself. Can you streamline the process so you make it easier for yourself? Look into social media scheduling apps. If you are able to work 1 hour a week and pre-schedule all your social media posts for the week, wouldn't that save a lot more time than how you did it the previous year? Is your business large enough that you could now afford to pay an assistant to do a lot of your administrative tasks? If so, what tasks would you want her to take off your hands? You'll only know this if you truly analyze what you did last year and if you spent enough time on it or didn't have enough time for it. Now let's talk about your goal making for the year. Only you can know what you want to do for the new year. Use your analysis of your past year as your starting point. The obvious first step is to concentrate on the things that were the most profitable for you and do those again. Of course, that's what you're going to do. Hopefully, anything that made money for you was something that you really loved doing and you'll want to stick with it. If you make a lot of money doing something you didn't really like, well, then you may have some soul searching to determine if you want to continue. But let's assume that you've got at least one aspect of your business that you love making or doing, and you're going to continue with that. It's important, though, to challenge yourself and stretch your artistic muscles even more. Those are the kind of goals I'm thinking of. Is there something you've been meaning to try, but you haven't yet, either because you didn't have time or you didn't know where to start? This may be the year to do it. I'm not talking about something that's completely different than your current art business, like right now you're a painter and you've always wanted to try landscape design. Those are just too different. But what I'm really talking about is how to expand your current art business, not get into a whole new business. Nicole mentioned that one of her goals had been to do an art installation. That's a worthy goal, and if it's different than your current pieces, then it will be a challenge. Nicole challenged herself and painted 50 album covers, figured out how to frame them all and hang them, while still being able to remove the record and play it on a turntable. She even had a turntable and headphones set up at the installation so people could listen to a record. Now that was a big project, but she took the challenge and figured out how to make it happen. You should broaden your idea of what your art is every year and come up with some big goal for you to try. For example, public art murals are so popular right now. If you're a painter, why not make a goal to do a public mural? You could start by contacting your town and seeing if they have a process in place. They may even have an Art in Public Places program that already funds artists to do murals. Any goal you come up with, you'll have to do some research like that. Ask other artists what they've done and how they did their first mural. Think about all the steps and special provisions that are needed, like large drop cloths, scaffolding to get to the high spots, and approval of your design by the city or building owner. If you haven't done any teaching, that might be a goal for you. You might start small by just doing a lecture or a demo for an artist group or a homeowners association or a business group. Then you can build up to hands-on classes, maybe a small one in the back of a gallery or shop. Create your goals, but take small steps first if that makes you more comfortable. You may find that teaching isn't for you, or you may find that it is so easy for you and you are so successful that you're ready to do a 30-person workshop out of state right away. You'll never know until you try. I hope I've given you a lot to think about. You don't have to wait until the end of the year to do these things. So pick a time when you take a couple of hours and evaluate your business and plan for something new. Keep your business interesting, not only to your customers, but also to you. Surprise yourself and try something you never would have thought of a few years ago. I hope you've been inspired by my conversations with artists. Thank you for listening to The Left Brain Artist. I'm Suzanne Redman. Have a great day.